Brother Todd, can y'all just sing the chorus of I Just Want to Thank You, Lord? Can we do that? Let's stand together. How many of you know that old song? Sing through it a couple of times. I just want to thank you, Lord. We'll just sing that chorus together, okay? Thank you. You can be seated. I didn't know there was some still praying. Brother Todd, just play a little bit. Brother Robbie brought me a note just a minute ago while they were singing. They had a Thanksgiving dinner all day yesterday at the rescue mission. And throughout the day yesterday, they had 58 people saved. Amen. Glory to God. And Brother Robbie had one saved at the jail this morning. What a blessing. Go ahead, Miss Beth. Amen. Amen, sis. Amen. God bless your hearts. What a blessing. Take your Bible this morning. Go to Psalms 100. Psalms chapter number 100. Maybe a lot of preachers across our country preaching from the 100th Psalm this morning. And I hope they are. Amen. I was thinking while they were singing, I've got so much to thank Him for. And the thought crossed my mind, I've got too much to thank Him for. Amen. Did you ever just stop and think what all God's done for you? I mean, there's not enough time, is there? I mean, you can just go on and on and on and on. Brother Todd stole my introduction this morning. Of course, I guess he gets first dibs. It is his son. I'm just granddaddy. But at the play, I'm not going to completely retell it, but at their little Thanksgiving play on Thursday night, I thought about the whole time that Hayden was arguing. He did not want to say, I'm thankful for my nation. He wanted to say, I'm thankful for my God. And I thought about it when he blurted that out on Thursday night. And brother, he let her rip too. And when he said that, I thought, you know, he's right. Because everything else we've got to thank God for, or to be thankful for, it is because He is our God. Amen. When you just say, I want to thank God, you've got it covered right there. Amen. I think about my health. I've got to give God the glory. I think about my smoking hot wife. I've got to give God the glory. I think about the health of my children and the salvation of my family. I've got to give God the glory. I think about the house, the roof over my head, and I've got to give God the glory. I think about the church where I worship, and I have to give God the glory. Good Lord, I may just let her rip this morning. I think about everything in my life, the clothes on my back, the hair on my head, the breath in my lungs, and I've just got to stop and say, I just want to thank God. Amen. Amen. I'm thankful to God. That covers it all. Every good gift, the Bible said, is from above.
Amen.
Amen. If there's something good in your life to be thankful for, it is a gift from God.
Amen.
I'll read some scripture in a minute. I'm just having a good time right now.
Yeah,
amen. Did you know God was being good to me before I even knew Him?
Amen.
God was being good to me. He allowed me to be born in a Christian home. He gave me a godly mother who took me to church, taught me the Word of God. Amen. I had godly grandparents and godly extended family. I'm telling you, God has been good to me. Amen. You know what? He's been good to you too. He's been good to you. To God be the glory, great things He hath done. Amen. We ought to be some thankful people in this place this morning. Amen. I listen as, and I'm not taking a political stand here. I don't use the pulpit for that, but I listen to the news and about want to, trying to think of a nice word, but I can't, vomit. I mean, it just makes you sick. I see those people in all the cities across our country protesting. I've got an option for you, pal. Leave. They've got trains, planes, and automobiles going in every direction. Hop on one. Amen. I don't have anything to protest this morning. The only thing I have to protest is a confession that I'm thankful for my country. Amen. I'm thankful for America. God bless America. Amen. You say, you're just ranting. Yeah, I know it. Amen. We're a bunch of ungrateful people. Everybody's complaining about something. Amen. Everybody's complaining about something. I mean, everybody's got an issue. Everybody's got an agenda. We ought to just stop and look around and say, shut my mouth and thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Everybody's great. If you ain't careful, Mama said it best a while ago. Brother Todd said he's had one of those, not one of those days, but one of those months. I've had those too, hadn't you? But if we're not careful, the devil will cause us to put our focus and all of our attention on what's wrong. I'm not an idiot. There is plenty wrong. Amen. There's plenty wrong in America. There's plenty wrong in our city, in our county. There's plenty of wrong in our society, our surroundings. There's plenty of things that I could focus at that's not good. But there's more good than there is bad. You listen to them on the radio and they say, brother, there's no hope for America. It's gone. It's not gone. It's still the number one sender of missionaries into the world. It still prints more Bibles than any other country on the face of the planet. Listen, man, we live in an area where there's a church on every corner. The gospel is being preached all across this nation this morning. I'm thankful for America.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Psalms chapter number 100. I better read some scripture or y'all will miss lunch. The Bible said in Psalms 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. I love that verse right there. That's my excuse for Brother Tommy. Amen. We got visitors this morning. I'm glad you're here. But he scared the pants off of some of you a while ago. Amen. I mean, brother, he just jumped up and hooped and hollered. And you thought, man, is that appropriate? It is at Turner Field. It's appropriate at the Georgia Dome. Amen. Over temporal things, it'll be forgotten tomorrow. Amen. Somebody jump up right quick. Tell me how many home runs Chipper Jones hit this year. Somebody jump up right quick. Tell me who died for you. Come on, talk to me. Yeah. Now there's something to hoot and holler about. Amen. All that temporal stuff is already forgotten. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. There's no such thing as silent noise. They call that a mime. It's not the Mime Baptist Church. Amen. It's the Happy Valley Baptist Church. That implies joyful, don't it? Amen. He said, make a joyful noise. I think church ought to be noisy. I mean, I'm talking about a good kind of a noise you can understand. I can understand hallelujah. I can understand glory to God. That's English. Amen. Y'all okay? This is a Baptist church. Amen. Amen. I think we ought to make noise in church. I think we ought to come to the house of God and sing the praises of our God. Hallelujah. A poor old sinner ought to come in here and go, man, these people are happy about something. I didn't see no bar when I come in. I don't see no smoke. I don't see nobody popping no pills. What are they? Why are they so happy?
Yeah,
bro. Yeah. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. He said, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. I like that. Amen. I say it all the time. My favorite kind of singing in all the world. I love quartet music. I do. I love four-part harmony. I love that stuff. I love a good choir. And Lord willing, as soon as we can get our ducks in a row, we've got the makings for a good choir. We're going to get that going again soon. I pray. I love a good choir. But my favorite singing altogether is congregational singing. I believe that's how they done it in the Bible. Amen. I believe they'd stand up in the congregation and say, turn over to Psalms 100 and let's sing a little chorus. Amen. Amen. That's what they did. These Psalms were songs and they'd stand together and they would sing them unto the Lord. And we ought to come before his presence with thanksgiving. We were sitting here on the platform a while ago and Brother William talks my ear off up here. And he leaned over. He said, you ever notice? He said, you look across congregation and you have to sit up here one Sunday just to understand where he's coming from. He said, you ever just look out there and some people got their head thrown back and they singing with all they got. He said, and some people are just standing there. I said, yeah, I notice that all the time. Amen. That's normal. And sometimes we've got more just standing there than we do with their heads thrown back singing. Amen. I like it when we can see that little thing wiggling in the back of your throat. Amen. He didn't say make a talented noise to the Lord. He just said joyful. Amen. Hey, I sing about like an old crow. I ain't got a good voice, but Jesus loved to hear me sing. And I ain't singing to you when I sing. I'm singing unto him. So I can lift my voice with the best of them and sing, I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is, say it with me, God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with, say it, thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. That's a pretty good scripture right there, amen? You know what that does? It does something on my insides when I read about how good God is, amen? It does something here. It's like good news from a far country, amen? It's like hearing about them 142 people getting saved in Alabama. It's like hearing one of y'all that tithe real good won the lottery, amen? It's just a good feeling when I read about the goodness of the Lord. Somebody help me this morning. We'll have church up in here, amen? Now listen, I want you to notice some things out of these scriptures, just verse number 3 and verse number 5, and you can go ahead and go to the house and take a nap because it looks like some of you need one, amen? But I want you to notice a couple of things. Let's get past our complacency. We get used to what we have. We really do. Some of you have gotten used to having your salvation. I say, y'all glad you're saved. Good to have everybody in church today. I always say this. If you're glad you're saved, say amen.
Amen.
Really? Is that all you got? Come on, y'all help me. Is that y'all glad you're saved? Say amen.
Amen.
And some people just sit there like Brother Williams talking about. You've gotten used to it. You've gotten over it. Amen. Listen, when you have the flu and you battle through that for a few days and all of a sudden all the symptoms are gone, the headache's gone, the coughing and the phlegm and all that stuff is gone, the fever's gone. You know what you say? Somebody say, I heard you had the flu. I did, but I got over it. That's the way some of you are about your salvation. I thought you were saved. Yeah, I am, but I got over it. Y'all all right? Some of y'all just too far over it, man. You need to revisit the old altar where you got in. You need to go back to the spot where your sins were forgiven. Give God a good shout of praise and just say, thank God that I'm saved. Amen. And things we ought to definitely be thankful for, and salvation's A number one. Amen. Be saved. Amen. We don't holler about it enough, I don't think. Amen. I don't like that church. It's too loud. It ain't loud enough to suit me. I sure don't think it's loud enough to suit him. Amen. Let's look at verse number 3. I'll try to hurry. I didn't say I would. I said I'd try. He said, first of all, notice verse 3. He said, know ye that the Lord is God. Know ye that the Lord is God. That's a pretty profound statement right there. Notice that capital G. I believe that capital G is in the King James Bible for a reason. There are many little g gods. There are many substandard gods, but there is one God. Amen. There is one Jehovah God, and that is the Lord God that we serve and worship this morning. And he makes a statement right there. He said, know ye. He said, get this. If you don't get nothing else, he is God. Amen. He is God. Let me say again, I'm thankful for America. I'm thankful that on our money and in our court of law, there's still words that say, in God we trust. Hey, I know every American don't, but bless God I do. I'm glad I was born in America where Muhammad wasn't the religion in the forefront. I'm glad I wasn't born in China where Buddha is out in the forefront. But I'm glad I was born in a country that sings Silent Night and Away in a Manger, an old little town of Bethlehem. I'm glad from a child I heard about the Lord is God. Amen. If you was born in Pakistan, you might be a Muslim. Good chances are, lest by the grace of God a missionary found you. Amen. If you was born in China, over there in Asia somewhere, you might be a Buddhist. Come on, brother. Amen. If you was born over there in the jungles of Africa, you might be a no telling what. Amen. They got everything under the sun. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? But you're born in a country where somebody told you about the Lord Jesus Christ. What the world, when I listen to these missionaries, brother, and they'll talk about going to the Philippines and different places, and they begin to share the simple gospel message. Amen. And they're like, wow, really? And people just get saved. Yeah, I mean, just one after the other. We hear it and go to sleep. Yeah. Let me say that again. They hear it, they're excited. Mean really somebody died for me? I don't have to die and go to hell. I can pray and trust Jesus as my... Yeah, really? Amen. You hear it and nod off. Amen. Why? We've been hearing it all our lives. I guarantee you there's nobody in this room that's never heard the gospel before. I'd be willing to bet money on that, Brother Greg. But Brother Greg's been all over the world serving his country. He's been in places where very few have heard the gospel. Right? The difference between us and them is we've heard it and heard it. It goes in one ear and out the other. Amen. Amen. We ought to thank God that our Lord is God this morning. Amen. I'm glad I'm serving somebody who hears my prayers. Yes. Amen. He not only hears my prayers, but he answers my prayers. Yes. Hallelujah. There is a necessity there or a qualification that must be met for God to hear my prayer. He must be alive. Yes. Y'all listen to me? Amen. I said he must be alive. Yeah. Some other guys, he's deader than a hammer. Amen. Y'all listening? Amen. They're deader than the Presbyterian church. I'm telling you, they're dead. Yeah. Amen. Old Buddha can't hear you. Right. Old Muhammad can't hear you. All them false gods can't hear you. But I'm serving one this morning who is alive and well. Amen. 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 He said he liveth from everlasting to everlasting. That's who I'm serving this morning. I serve a God that can not only hear my prayers, but can do something about it. Amen. Amen. Brother, we ought to be thankful that our Lord is God. He hears and answers our prayers. He protects us. Somebody said, oh Lord, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Just keep trusting God. It's got you this far. It's got me this far. Got us through the Y2K, didn't it, Brother Tommy? Oh yeah, all the computers is going to crash. They ought to sue some of them preachers that wrote books what to do in case of the Y2K. They ought to sue their britches off. Amen? Boy, it got quiet on me right there. There's a crowd out there that in the name of God will see an opportunity to make a dollar and they'll do anything. They'll pervert the Word of God and print a brand new Bible just so they can copyright it and get money. Amen. They're gospel perverts is what they are. Amen. Hey, when that Y2K thing was rolling around, preacher, what are we going to do? We're going to trust Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. We're going to trust the Lord with all our heart. We're not going to lean to our own understanding. We're going to acknowledge Him, and He'll direct our path. Amen? And thank God He did. We serve a God who not only hears and answers our prayers, but Brother Charles, He protects us. Amen. I thought about when old Lot was over there in Sodom. And Abraham said, would you destroy them if there's 100 over there righteous? God said, no, not if there's 100. He'd got it all dwindled down to his one, to his family. You know what God said? I'll protect them. I'll protect them. Amen. It don't matter who's at power. God's always in power. Amen. It don't matter whether they's a Republican, a Democrat, whatever you call that, the other one, Libertarian, whatever they are. Hey, I don't care who's in there. I'm going to vote for the lesser of the two or three or four evils, how many we got running, amen? I'm going to vote. I'm going to cast my lot in there, amen? But it don't matter. God is in control. This thing is, we're up in the air and in a tizzy, and God say, it's right on time, boy. Everything looks good according to my calendar. You see, I saw this before you did.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
You can't see tomorrow, but I see the end from the beginning. It's okay, trust me. It's okay, trust me.
Yeah.
Just because everything don't feel good, just because everything don't look good, doesn't mean God doesn't know what He's doing.
Yeah, right.
Amen. He protects us. Not only that, He forgives us. Wow. Now, bro, that's a big thing right there. You better be thankful for His forgiveness. Amen. Lest you'd be going to hell right with them Muslims.
Right
with them Buddhists. Right with them Jehovah's Witnesses. Y'all listening? Somebody said, y'all so narrow-minded, you think your religion's the only one that's right. It is. Listen, look at y'all looking at me like I'm an alien or something. I said it is. Do you think Baptists going to be the only people in heaven? I didn't say nothing about Baptists. I'm talking about King James Bible doctrine, amen? I'm talking about Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That is the only way. It is the only one that's right. Well, it doesn't matter, preacher, what you believe, long as you believe. Who told you that? You didn't get it out of here. Amen. Well, He forgives. He not only forgives, but He said He never forsakes. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Thank God. Why? Because the Lord is God.
Yes, sir.
Because the Lord is God. Listen, He'll still be God no matter who's in the White House.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who's in the Kremlin, who's in Buckingham Palace, the Lord is God. Amen. Doesn't matter how you feel, the Lord is God.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how you think, the Lord is God.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how high you're educated, the Lord is God.
Right.
Isn't it amazing some of these guys, they go to college, get a degree, and now they know more than God knows?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Seen some of these preachers, I mean, just on fire for God, full of God, full of the power and the Spirit of God, and they go off to a Bible school somewhere and come back and they got to fix God.
Yeah, yeah, right.
He didn't need fixing when you left, Bubba.
Yeah.
And He sure don't need fixing now.
Amen.
I said, doesn't matter how you feel, He's still God. Doesn't matter how you think, He's still God.
Amen.
Did you know what you think doesn't change God one little bit?
Yeah.
Doesn't change. You can think it's dark outside. I mean, you can just sit there and say, well, my opinion is it's dark outside.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you think, it's daylight.
Yeah.
Y'all understand that?
Yes, sir.
You can say, well, I just don't feel like it being November. I want it to be April. It's April.
Yeah.
You say, that's silly. Mm-hmm. I just don't want Jesus to be the only way. I want there to be another way.
Yeah.
Oh, so that makes it so.
Come on, preacher.
Are y'all okay?
Yeah.
What this world's trying to do is fit God in their little box.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen? Well, I don't want old gospel preaching church. I want a biker church.
Yeah.
Don't die on me.
Yeah.
I ain't against bikers going to church. You go to Texas, you know what they got in Texas, Brother Freddie? Cowboy churches. They actually pretty cool. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
I ain't even one problem with that. You got a seeker-specific church. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd feel comfortable in a biker church.
Yeah.
Y'all all right?
Amen.
Everybody might stare at me when I walk in.
Yeah.
He ain't got on no chaps. Y'all okay?
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is it doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah.
It's what God says.
Yes.
He is God. You know what that makes him? When he said the Lord is God, the Lord, he is God. When he said that, you know what that means? He is an authority. That big G God, it means he's the God over all the gods.
Yeah. That's right.
Matter of fact, the Bible said he's the King of kings.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's the Lord of lords. There is none above him. Amen.
Amen.
Never has been, never will be. I said the Lord is God, and we ought to be thankful for that.
Amen.
I'm not afraid some other God's going to come along and whip my God.
Yeah.
Hey, that's been tried.
Yeah, bro.
Doesn't matter how you feel, he's God. Doesn't matter how you think. He's God. Doesn't matter how highly educated. He's God. Doesn't matter what your nationality is. He's God. Doesn't matter what your social status is. He's God.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Mm. And we ought to thank that. We'll thank God for it. He's sovereign. Nothing gets by him. Nothing takes him by surprise. Amen. Now watch this. He said, not only is the Lord God, watch this in verse 3. He said, it is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We ought to be thankful this morning that our Lord is God. We ought to be thankful this morning that our Lord is our Creator.
Amen.
Again, we ought to be thankful that the Lord is our Creator. I think it's a shame when Christian kids get in trouble in public school for arguing with their teacher over evolution.
Amen.
I just want to proclaim I'm not kin to the monkeys. Amen. We have no relation.
Yeah, right.
Amen. If you believe in that junk, you jacked up too high for crutches, man.
Yeah, right.
Something's wrong with you. You need to be on medication.
Amen. Amen. Seriously, think about it.
If it's real, why don't we see the process?
That's right.
That's right.
Where's
the monkey man walking around?
Amen.
That stuff's fairy tales.
Amen, brother.
Where you got the body of a man, the head of a man, the body of a horse, whatever you call that thing. I mean, that's paganism.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
Man, our Lord is the Creator.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Listen, we're not all God's children, but we're all God's creation.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
That crowd that says woman has a right.
Yeah.
She's got a right to keep her clothes on. She don't have a right to murder. I'm not running for office this morning. I'm not looking for a vote of confidence.
Yeah.
Are y'all listening?
Amen.
Brother, that life is there because God put it there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If that little heart starts going boom, 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 God had something to do with that.
That's right.
God gives life, man.
Amen.
Y'all okay? What are you saying? I'm saying he is our creator. Thank God I didn't come from a monkey.
Yeah.
What am I going to be next? I want to be a transformer. Amen. I mean, seriously. If I start out a monkey, where am I going to be next? Where are we going? What are we evolving to?
Amen.
Donkey. Thank you. Shut up, I'm preaching. Yee-haw, how about that? Amen. The Lord is God and the Lord is Creator. Amen. I'd encourage my children to argue with the teacher. Amen. I'd say on your test, I'd tell my kids on their test, I'd say, look here, you write down what that teacher wants. I said, put you a little asterisk out there. And say, this student does not agree with the teachings of this class. Here is the answer you're looking for. However wrong it may be.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Idiot. Hey, anyway. You can leave off the idiot part. Amen. Amen. Hey, if they've got a right to teach that, why can't a teacher? I'm going to have a fit. Why can't a teacher stand up and teach creation?
Yeah.
They can stand up and teach that mess all day long, but how dare one of them open their mouth and say, boys and girls, this old world's here today because God spoke it into existence. They have fired her so fast it'd make her head spin. Can I get a witness right there?
Amen.
Amen. The Lord is Creator. And we ought to give thanks. I'm obligated to give thanks to God because he is the one who's given me life. Amen. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. Amen. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. Amen. How dare us to go in our lives unthankful? Remember when you was a kid, you ever lay in the bed, especially after you got in trouble? I didn't just get in trouble, I got whooped. And I know you put your kids in time out. We didn't have time out back then. That's before time out was invented. We had to go cut me a hickory and do a little circle dance. You remember that a whole lot better than time out. Still pretty vivid right here. Amen. Don't remember them times. Time out would have been cool. That meant I'd take a nap. Amen. I like time out now. Angie, you put me in time out tomorrow. Amen. We didn't have time out. We got a whipping. Amen. I don't even know where I was going. I lost my whole train of thought. Something to do with 47. Amen. Where was I going with that? Yeah, getting in trouble. Thank you. Thank you. See, it just traumatized me. What you did to me, those memories came back, and I remember laying in bed after getting in trouble. We're back on. Amen. Sorry for the blurb there. I remember laying in the bed and thinking, why was I ever born? Anybody ever think that besides me? Why? Austin got his hand up. Yes. Last night. Amen. Why was I ever born? I'll tell you why you was born. God wanted you here. Amen. If you're here, you were born. Something we all got in common. Is that right? If you're here this morning, you were born. Some of us a lot longer ago than others. Amen. But you were born. And if you were born, you were born with a purpose. If your question is, why was I ever born? I'd be wondering why. That's a good question. Why was I born? One lady, a bumper sticker said, born to shop. I thought, dear God, I wish you was. You wouldn't be poking along in front of me. Amen. Born to shop, man. What a thing. If that's all my life consisted of, I'd shoot myself. Yeah. Amen. I guarantee you she's on Prozac. Yeah. Born to shop. Man, there's more to life than shopping, friend. Amen. How about born to worship? Hallelujah. Hey, that's why God said you were created. We sang it this morning, Revelations 4:11. We were created to give Him honor and glory. Amen. Change your bumper sticker, ma'am. I was born to worship. Amen. A guy sitting at a red light one day. The guy behind him started honking his horn. The old guy rolled down his window and flipped him a bird. The old guy got out and said, man, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you mad. He said, your bumper sticker said honk if you love Jesus. Amen. Them bumper stickers get you in trouble. You better be doing right. Amen. Born to worship. Born to worship. He is my creator. Listen, look again at verse number 3. He said, know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. He said, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. I like that. I said, number one, we ought to be thankful that the Lord is God. Number two, we ought to be thankful that He is our Creator. Number three, let me just say, we ought to be thankful that He's our Father this morning. Now, right here, it was the children of Israel. When the psalm was written, it was only the children of Israel who would say that we are His people, that we are His Father. But thank God, after Calvary, today, it's the children of God who have been saved by grace. Hey, we've received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Amen. Amen. My kids used to sing. I think it was my kids. I forgot who sang it. I believe it was Miss Penny Ball. That's who used to sing it. I have a Father who can. I have a Father who can. Said, I can't make a world and ascend it in the sky or something like that. I can't count the stars or the many, many grains of sand, but I have a Father. I have a Father who can. Can I just tell you this morning, I have a Father who can. Hey, I might not be able to find you a new job, but I got a Father who can. I may not be able to mend your broken heart, but I got a Father who can. I may not be able to put your marriage back together, but I got a Father who can. I may not be able to get you up out of the dumps this morning, but I've got a Father who can. I may not be able to hear and answer your prayers, but I've got a Father who can. I may not be able to forgive your sins, supply you a home in heaven. Woo! But I have a Father. Who can? We ought to be thankful. You see what I'm doing this morning? I'm taking Hayden's little thought, and he come up with that all by himself. And that's what I'm preaching this morning. I'm being thankful for God, number one, because everything comes under that. Hayden say, I'm thankful for my nation. No, I'm thankful for Jesus. That's what he said. Amen. I've got my nation because of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We ought to be thankful that he is our Father. I'm trying to hurry. I know exactly what time it is. Quit looking at your watch. I'll watch it enough for both of us, okay? Listen, your Heavenly Father loves you. Your Heavenly Father loves you. Somebody said one time, why do you let so-and-so keep coming to church? Because their father loves them. I had a guy come to me one day, and he said, I can't believe you let so-and-so come to church. You know he smoked pot. Boy, got quiet. I said, well, wouldn't that be the place for him to be? I said, he ain't leading the choir. He ain't teaching a class. He's coming to church.
Amen.
Lighten up. I said, you take more of your prescription medicine than you're supposed to. Let's kick you out. Y'all okay? I'm telling you, the Lord loves you. I'm not excusing sin. I'm just saying he loves you in spite of who you are. He loves you in spite of what you are. I'm glad God does. I don't have to be a certain way for God to love me. He loved me when I was a mess. He loved me when I was a sinner and on my way to hell. I didn't say he's always happy with me, but he always loves me. Amen. There's nothing my son could do to make me stop loving him. Nothing. He mistreats his wife, I'll whoop him. He knocks my daughter-in-law around, he's gonna tote one. But that don't mean I don't love him. Amen. I used to think my mother was elevated. Brother Rainey said amen right there. That her elevator didn't go all the way up. Because she always made a statement. I thought it was the stupidest thing I'd ever heard in my life. She would wear me out. I'm talking about I'm pinstriped. Ain't bleeding. I mean, next thing to it. Whooped. I mean, just got switched bad. I'm laying there, and I look over, Mama's crying. I'm thinking, dear God, why are you crying? And she'd say, son, it hurts me worse than it does you. Yeah. You bend over. Go get me. Let me. Then I had children of my own. I don't remember the first time I had to spank one of them. Little girls, Katie. I had spanked one of them to break my heart. I'd go in my room and cry. It did hurt me worse than it hurt them. Now, Levi, I thoroughly enjoyed. Matter of fact, I miss it. I wish you'd come home just for... Now I have to kick the dog just to take a... Just because the Lord allows punishment in your life doesn't mean he doesn't love you. He loves you in spite of yourself. He loves you enough to correct you. He loves you enough to let you sit under good preaching and hear that something ain't right and give you an opportunity to get it fixed. Amen? He loves us. Hey, I already said it, but he hears our prayers. He corrects us. Some of these little old children come in on our buses. Some of y'all look down your nose at them. You're probably not in the right church. I'm glad you're here and we love you, but if that's the attitude, you're probably in the wrong place. We're not joining the Stop the Bus Ministry Club anytime soon. Churches are dropping it like, I mean, crazy, all over the country, man. It ain't the thing no more. We ain't in it because it's a thing. We're in it because people die and going to hell. No, them kids don't all act right. They don't know.
That's right.
It's Some of them's parents don't, I didn't say all of them, some of their parents don't care.
Right.
We're a babysitter for them for a couple hours on Sunday. That's all it is.
That's right. That's right.
They don't care if their children ever hear the gospel.
Yeah.
Because they don't love them like they ought to.
Amen.
Amen. But the Lord loves us.
Amen.
Amen. And He also corrects us.
Amen. Yeah.
Mm. Wow, wow. Let me hurry. Thank you, Mother. He said, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. I said, we'll be thankful this morning that our Lord is God. He is our Creator. He is our Father. And Jesus is our Shepherd. I'm glad I'm the sheep of His pasture. Amen. He said His sheep know His voice, and a stranger they'll not follow. I'm glad I have a good shepherd this morning. He's not only the good shepherd, the Bible said He's the great shepherd. Amen. You remember what David said in Psalms 23? He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. They asked a little Sunday school class one time, can anybody quote the 23rd Psalm? Little boy stood up and raised his hand. She said, go right ahead. He said, the Lord's my shepherd and I don't want nothing. That's the redneck version, amen. He was quoting from the RNV, amen. Said, the Lord is my shepherd and I don't want nothing. Isn't that pretty good? You know what that implies? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means He supplies my need. I've got a shepherd who supplies my need. See, sheep ain't smart enough to find their own food. They've got to be led to it. If I'd have let Levi eat whatever he want growing up, he'd be dead. It didn't matter. It didn't matter what was being served when he was real little. Remember, he'd say, I want a hot dog. Our little grandson, Jonah, the youngest one, he's fallen in love with Little Debbie oatmeal pies. Oh, I mean, puts the whole thing in his mouth. It's hilarious just to watch it. And my wife thinks it's healthy for him because she gives him milk. She fixes him something to eat, and Jonah's sitting there going, I want oatmeal pie, I want oatmeal pie. And he don't shut up. I want oatmeal pie. He don't cry, he don't holler, he just calmly, I want oatmeal pie. I want oatmeal pie. Eat your pizza, I want oatmeal pie. Eat your chicken, I want oatmeal pie. Eat whatever, and I want oatmeal pie. Our appetite isn't always what we need. But I'm glad we've got a shepherd. Amen. I'm glad we got a shepherd that knows how to feed us what we need. And He knows how to lead us there. Amen. I love that old song, He Leadeth Me. Man, I'd be wandering around like an aimless fool if I didn't have the shepherd this morning. I believe He can lead you to the right church where the Bible's preached. Amen. I believe He can lead you to the right relationship. Amen. I try to tell these teenagers all the time, do not pick them on looks alone. That will change. Amen. We went deer hunting 2 weeks ago, and we spent the week with Brother Johnny Cash, one of my dear friends, and he was talking about going to our class reunion, the class of 1982, Paulding County High School. He said, you know what was hilarious? I said, what? He said, all the pretty people.
Yeah.
That's honest. That's what he said. This is just Johnny's observation. He said, all the pretty people, all the people that were real popular, he said, they was the fattest, ugliest people there. He said, I walked around and thought, I feel pretty good about myself. Amen. Amen. Don't matter if it looks like, hey, God can lead you in the right direction. Amen. Now, the Lord is our shepherd. Look at verse 5. I'm trying to wind this up as quick as I can. Watch verse number 5. Look at the very first part of it. For the Lord is what?
Good.
Do your little study sometimes. See how many times you can find that in the Bible. The Lord is good. Let me just say it again. The Lord is good.
Amen.
Let me say it. Where's my ball team? God's good.
Yeah.
All the time, somebody say amen. God's good this morning, for the Lord is good.
Amen.
That's something to be thankful for, isn't it? Amen. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. We have a home in heaven because the Lord's good. You receive an answer to prayer because He's good. You get a raise on your job because He's good. Amen. Our friends come to know Jesus because the Lord is good. We get to worship together because the Lord is good. Amen. No matter what, the Lord's good.
Amen.
Amen. Is he good to you?
Yes, sir.
Amen. He's good to me. I said a while ago, I don't have so much to be thankful for. I've got too much to be thankful for. Amen. You know what I try to do as a husband? I try to be as good to my wife as God's been to me. I think that's what he told me to do. Husband, love your wives. Even as Christ loved the church, gave himself for it. Are y'all listening to me? What'll make you a good husband? Love her like he loved you. Be good to her like he's been good to you. Well, hey, y'all, it's like you don't get it. Make you a good daddy, too. Make you a good church member. Make you a good co-worker. God's been good to you. And probably the greatest thing is that he saved you, if you're saved. Not he will this morning. That's a guarantee. But he's put up with you. His goodness has endured your stupidity.
And
if I'd been God, I'd have killed me a long time ago. I'd have thumped me out, brother, wouldn't you? I mean, does it just amaze you what God's put up with over the year? Amen. One person said, I forgot, it was Brother Tony Shirley. We were preaching together somewhere, and he said, I got saved at an early age. He said, so everything I did in my life was after I got saved. He said, if I'd been God, I'd have took me out. Amen. But he hadn't, simply because he's good.
Amen.
He's good. Listen, we ought to be thankful because he's good. But then notice that next little statement. It said his mercy is from everlasting. Is that right? He said, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting. Wow. That means he was merciful yesterday. He's going to be merciful tomorrow too. Doesn't give me an excuse to do wrong. Amen. But thank God for his mercy. See how many times you can find that, for his mercy endureth. You see, it's all through there. You better be thankful for the mercy of God.
Amen.
You're not here because you deserve to be. You're here because of his mercy.
Yes.
You're here because of his grace. Amen. That and he got saved in the jail this morning. Don't know what he did to get there. Have no idea. I don't care. You say, I don't know about that jailhouse religion. What's the difference between you and him's mercy? He got caught and you didn't.
Amen.
Thank God for mercy. That's pretty good when mercy goes all the way down to jailhouse, don't it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It did it for an old Philippian jailer, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Thank God for his mercy. You ought to just stop and think how many times God's been merciful to you. Hey, what's he put up with that you ain't even been sorry for?
Amen.
That's mercy, friend. That's not just forgiveness, that's mercy.
Amen.
You know what that is? That's like Mama said, bless him, Lord. I think the Lord says that. Bless himself. Amen. That's mercy. Listen, I'll give you this last thought and I'm done. Look at the last part of verse number 5. The Bible said, and his truth endureth to all generations. Do you know what he said his truth was? His word. I'm thankful for my Bible this morning. We don't ride a hobby horse around here, and we don't beat it to death, but we believe this old King James Bible is God's perfect and inspired word. We believe if God's able to give it, he's able to preserve it. His truth endureth to all generations. You be careful of this new stuff. They're watering it down. Why would I want something that contains the Word of God when I can have something that is the Word of God?
Amen.
I want the truth straight up. Y'all all
right?
We believe this is God-breathed. Let me say it again. We believe this is God-breathed. Listen, every direction we need for our life is right here in this book. I often ask people in my office when they've made some major decision for their life, I'll ask them, did God give you a verse? Did God give you, show me the direction you got from the Bible? Well, I don't really have a verse. I'd be careful about making big decisions. without the Lord give you some scripture to back it up.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Y'all okay?
Amen.
Brother Caleb called me a few weeks ago just before camp meeting. Caleb Hewling. Graduated from our Bible Institutes back in Virginia at his home church. He said, Brother Eddie, I feel like the Lord's leading me. Brother Freddie and a whole gang of them a couple years ago went on a survey trip out to Colorado. And Caleb called and he said, I believe the Lord's leading me to go out there and start that church. I said, oh, really? He said, yeah, let me give you the verse he gave me. I thought, that's a good sign.
Amen, bro.
That's a good sign. The only way God's going to give you a verse is if you're looking for one.
Amen.
Does that make sense? God will give you direction if you're seeking it.
Yes,
bro.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's stand to our feet.
Amen.
I just want to say with my grandson this morning, I'm thankful for my God. I'm thankful for my God. And then he's got the rest of it covered. It's kind of like that verse, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all these things will be added unto you. Because he's my God, she's my wife. Because he's my God, you're my friend. Because he's my God, I have my home, my country. Everything falls under him. I wonder if somebody might just want to crawl up on the altar this morning and say, Lord, I just want to thank you that you are my God. Let's bow our heads. Brother Todd, you come. Maybe Miss Janice and Elizabeth and get ready to sing for us. While they're coming, heads bowed and eyes closed, I wonder if there's somebody here today. You know about him, but it's not personal. You've never trusted Christ truly as your Savior. You're not 100% sure that if you died today, heaven would be your home. I wouldn't come to you or embarrass you for nothing, but I would like to pray for you. You say, preacher, I'm not sure. If I died right now, heaven would be my home. Please pray for me. Would you just slip up your hand? Say, preacher, pray. I'm not sure. If you can really know, I'd like to get this settled in my heart. Please pray for me. How about it? How about this morning? Preacher, I'm saved. There ain't no doubt in my mind. But I'm afraid. I'm a little too unthankful as a Christian. Pray for me that I'd be more thankful for his goodness, more thankful that he's good to me, that he is my God. Just slip up your hand. Mine's up. Hallelujah. Hands all over the building. Lord, help us. Help us, God, to be thankful. Lord, help us not to be ungrateful. Lord, help us. Help us, God, not to take your goodness for granted every day. And Lord, we do. We're probably all a little bit guilty in that area. Lord, we just keep getting you blessings over and over and over. And somehow in our minds we get to thinking we deserve it. But Lord, we don't. We don't deserve any of them. Lord, help us to always have a spirit of thanksgiving in our heart. Lord, as we live and breathe and go through our lives, and Lord, count your many blessings. God, help us to be thankful. Lord, I do want to thank you for being my God. And Lord, that does take care of everything else in my life. I thank you for the day, Lord, that I accepted you as my God and my Savior. I thank you for that night, Lord, when I bowed on my knees. And Lord, there the greatest need of my life was met. And I just give you glory for it. You saw the hands. You know every heart. Deal with us accordingly this morning. And Father, we'll praise you. Give you glory for what you do, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.